What up, everybody? It's your girl Asterisk, and this is Keeping You in the Loop. Oh my gosh, it's been a while. I had to go on a hiatus. I was on a vacay for a week in the Bahamas. But now I'm back. Okay, I am back. I am back. I am back. And I will be consistently giving you weekly updates on celebrity news. Okay, now I get cold feet and I feel like I kind of fell off. Like, I feel like there's, a lot going on, and I just can't keep up with what's going on. So, make a long story short, I am here. I am her. I am in the building. Let me just adjust a few things. Get closer to this mic. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Just trying to adjust my mic. Okay, so I am back, guys. I have so much stuff to get into, so much stuff to talk about. Shout out to all of my audience in the U.S. Whoop, and France, Spain, Brazil. Everybody that listens to me all around the world, I really appreciate you guys. But let's just jump right into it. All right, so we got the Grammys night that we're going to get into. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. That's coming up, like our predictions, who we think should win, things like that. Wendy Williams documentary trailer has came out for Lifetime, and it is very, very, very sad. Okay, I'm gonna get into that. It actually brought me to tears. What else can we talk about? King Charles is diagnosed with a very, very big health scare. And we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about Drizzy's Glizzy. We're going to talk about Drake's leaked video that was on Twitter this morning that sent everybody into shock. We're also going to get into this rumor of Jay-Z and Beyonce being split. And apparently been split for 18 months. Okay. Where I'm going to drop some information about that. While it does seem like it could possibly be true. With those two. Next we have Podcast Wars. That's a segment of my show where I get into talking about people that's doing podcasts. Very popular podcasts. Very viral moments from podcasts. And then we're going to talk about who is versus who. Okay. We got DJ Ack. Versus WAC 100, Tasha K, still in this shit with Kevin Hart, all right? And then we got Lotto versus Ice Spice with our rap beef, and then it takes off from there. All right, guys, so without further ado, let's jump head into. All right, now the big moments at the Grammys last night, night before last, was that Killer Mike won 3 awards, and then he ended up getting arrested for battery, okay? There was a video that TMZ got, and I don't understand how they just get their paws on all this stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, people just film stuff, and then they end up selling it to TMZ. So, and TMZ has the fare, okay? They have the money to do so. So Killer Mike gets arrested on battery assault charges against his security guard that he felt that it was a confusion and too much aggression. It looks like they were out earlier in that day and something took place where it was like a scuffle, and that's where the video goes, okay? Now, the other highlight of the Grammys was Jay-Z. I mean, Beyonce being there, having a line of people trying to come meet her and give her a hug and take pictures with her was one thing. But Jay-Z going in on the Grammys was a whole nother, okay? I mean, Jay-Z went in to talk about the Grammys not giving Beyonce an Album of the Year award, even though she's been nominated damn near 100 times, won 32 Grammys, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, she's at 32 Grammys. So, she's one of the most elite Grammy holders they have, especially in African-American descent. So, that's such a good thing. I'm happy about that. But then again, it's like, why are we so happy about the Grammys? We submit our work to the opinions of people that don't even listen to our shit on a regular basis. So why do we care about what the Grammys think is dope and what they think is not? And, you know, why do we care? Why do we care so much about what the Grammys thinks? And I think it's because of our culture. It's always been a big thing for people to take pictures kissing their Grammys and putting the Grammys on a pedestal that they probably should not. Okay. Now, Killer Mike was not the only one that won. I'm sorry. J. Cole and Lil Durk, they won a Grammy for All My Life, which that is really big. That song was really, really big, okay? Do we think we should submit to the Grammys anymore? I mean, Jay-Z talked about how he boycotted the Grammys multiple times. Oh my God, excuse me. Jameson is taking over. Jameson is taking over, guys. Oh, excuse my loud ass water bottle. But yeah, Jay-Z has basically made it to the point where, do we really care about the Grammys? He brought it to our attention that, do we really care about the Grammys while he's at the Grammys, okay? So that stirred up a lot of things where head Grammy execs came out to do speeches and talk about, like, they did, like, a video because I think they felt like they were receiving backlash from that, just how popular it got all online. But, yeah. Jay-Z has set the tone for the Grammys. Basically, a lot of people are saying they didn't watch it. They won't watch it again. They don't really care. I watch bloggers that sit there and say they don't care about the Grammys. They don't watch the Grammys. And neither did I, okay? I didn't watch the Grammys, but I did want to give you guys a spiel of what I took the highlights out of the clips that I saw. I believe Chloe Bailey and Hailey Bailey looked phenomenal, okay? Especially Hailey Bailey just giving birth not too long ago. I mean, she had that little skinny body anyway, so she was gonna snap back real quick. But it's no guarantee, okay? They looked amazing. Because if it was really for real going off of the opinions of people that listen to the music, you all know Ski, Sexy Red, you know, Pound Town. She did really big that year. Not saying that music, that type of music deserves a Grammy, but it did, you know, really, really, really alter hip-hop for, and the way women were rapping in hip-hop. Nicki Minaj was another one that got snubbed, which she always does. I don't think the committee fucks with her at all. I don't even know if she submits to the committee. I mean, I believe she does, and they just don't fuck with her because of her attitude and who she is. I think she just honestly rubbed in the wrong way in her early years in her career. And she never got, you know, a Grammy. Now, I find that very, very funny that she did not get a Grammy. Victoria Monet was one of another big winner. This was really funny that some of the blogs picked up on that Diddy did not do his annual Grammys party like he always does with Quincy Jones and all of the elites. And they're saying because they feel like he's being blackballed now because of what happened to him with the Cassie case and him being accused of more sexual, crazy, chaotic things, we should say. Yeah, most definitely. I believe P. Diddy is going to be blackballed because these people did dirt with Diddy, okay? And They're saying next who's on the chopping block is Jay-Z. Now, this is why that rumor stands that Jay-Z and Beyonce actually split and have been split for 18 months. They have been living in separate parts of their homes, in separate homes. I can't believe that to be true. But, you know, you can't put nothing past nothing. You can't put nothing past nobody. And especially the way they move, you don't know what's going on in their household. At all, you know. So anyways, we got the Diddy, we got that, we got this Grammys out of the way. I mean, Jay-Z doing this speech and Drake posting shit saying he basically was snubbed. I mean, Drake always says little things about the Grammys sometimes, like especially in his music. Like, over the years, he'll say, like, you know, one or two little bars in one of his lines saying, like, we don't give a fuck about the war shows. We don't give a fuck about the Grammys. We don't give a fuck about this. And honestly, I feel like they all do, though. Like, they all, like, get their panties in a bunch because they're not. I am sorry. I'm trying to get this Jameson down and chase it with water. In case you need to know what I'm drinking, I am drinking Jameson. It is 3:19 in the morning where I am. And I am just at the point where I love you guys. I love potting. It's very therapeutic for me, especially like to talk about this type of stuff because I see it all day long. And just to kind of give my opinion on these subjects. Like I always say, I feel like these subjects sometimes shape our culture. And with enough being said, it's 3:19 here. 3:19 a.m. here in Cleveland, man. Reporting live from Cleveland, Ohio. If you don't know where that is, get you a map. All right. Because we should be on the map. Do you think, guys, where I stay, Cleveland is on the map? Like, do you know of Cleveland? If you don't know, that's the where LeBron won the championship at, okay? Years ago, in 2016, it was the biggest event in the United States because we had like 1.4 million people come down for our parade. It was just a big thing. But so if you don't know where Cleveland is, that's where Cleveland is. It's where LeBron played basketball for the Cavaliers. If you're a sports fanatic, or if you're just smart enough to know sports, you know, that's where I am. And it's just like a challenge. You know, it's really hard to stay where I stay and do what I do because nobody around here is doing this. I mean, we got a lot of people that are trying to do podcasts, trying to come up, but there's just too much, you know, and it's not enough content to go around for people to become authentic in what they do. All right. So let's move on to our Super Bowl predictions. I predict San Francisco is going to take it home. Patrick Mahomes, I don't even know his name, but that's the one Taylor Swift is dating, okay? They're going ranting and raving all over. He's supposed to be at a press conference talking about football. He's talking about Taylor Swift's new album. I mean, it's giving very cloudy to me, cloud chasey, but, you know, they are one of the best teams. Patrick Mahomes is one of the youngest quarterbacks. He's 28 years old to be a, could be a two-time Super Bowl winning athlete or football player, whatever you want to say. I like to say athlete because a lot of you guys, if you're from a different country, you guys think football is football and that's what it really is. But we call football here in the United States F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L. All right. So, my prediction is that San Francisco will take it. Usher is performing, and oh my God, like, that's the song I think he's going to be playing. I think he's going to open up to, oh my God. Yeah, I think he's going to, I think he's going to open up to that. Just on the simple fact that, that was like one of the biggest songs of his career far as pop wise. I think he's gonna bring out a couple guests. I don't know if he's gonna make the show all about him, like how he does the residency that he has in Vegas. So, you know, I don't know. I just think that Usher's gonna kill it. I think he's gonna do the damn thing. I really think he is. Speaking of Usher, he has a new album that's out. 20 tracks. 21 Savage is featured on the album. A few others like Her. I think that song is already out now. But it's a star-studded event. But then he does have a star-studded album. And then he does have about 10 songs where he does do by himself. Yeah, so we'll be doing an album review soon. I'm going to have to sit back and listen to that carefully because some of the tracks are like, he has a track on there called Ruined. I think he's referring to the fact that he feel like he... How do I say this without coming so misogynistic? I think he feels like women kind of ruined it for other women. So I know that was a big thing that he wanted to address and talk about. Um, 21 Savage new album just came out that we didn't talk about. It came out a couple weeks ago. American Dream, I believe that's what it's called. I am still in the listening phase of that album, so I will give you my review when I do the Usher album. I still never did I did do a quick review of Nicki Minaj's album, which I think is still trending. It's still doing big. Meg Thee Stallion did get a number one Billboard with her song Hiss. And we're gonna chime back into that because I really want to talk about that Nicki Minaj and Megan beef. All right. Okay, Yolanda Salvador, okay, the president of Selena's fan base. Now, we all remember Selena, the Latina artist that was just giving us hit after hit, Spanish-speaking songs, just amazing performer, sad that she got killed while she was very young in her prime of her career. Where Yolanda Salvador has shot her. Now, the reason why this is coming up and it's trending and it's a big story is because now they have a documentary coming out. Yolanda is now going to get parole. After all these years she's been locked up, she's going to finally get freed and get parole. Now, that's the uproar because now it's like, how are you free? And they have all these details and all these inside scoops on why she really thought Selena, you know, why she really got shot by Selena. Like in the movie, they all make it like, you know, Selena went up there to fire her and question her about money that was spent from the fan club that was supposed to be embezzled. And so that's a story that's unfolding. I will be back with more information after I try to watch the documentary because I want to get more information because they're saying like it's so much hitting details about why this woman really shot Selena and how it really went down. It wasn't just how the movie played it out to be. Accordingly. Now, King Charles. Now, we all know Queen Elizabeth had just passed about less than a year ago, and King Charles had been throned as the king of wherever the fuck they stay. No, I'm just playing. What is it, like Britain or London or UK, you know, United Kingdom, whatever. And not disrespect you guys over there. It's just, it's so hard to keep up with a king because we have a president. So we have two different, like, governments going on. But I just wanted to say, he might be kicking a bucket soon, okay? Even though they're known for having heart transplants, they're known for having blood infusions with young people's blood. It's, I don't know. It sounds like it's falling apart. So, King Charles being diagnosed with cancer at 75 years old, it just speaks volumes to me of how their government is going to have to figure out who's up next. And I think it's going to be William. I think they've been grooming Kate Middleton and Prince William for a very long time on, they've been grooming them for a long time on them actually being, remember she got pregnant and how they were all like, and then they had to, you know, show the baby off and, you know, all this stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, I really don't understand it, but to each his own. That's a sad thing. Even though I don't know Prince Charles, I don't want to see anybody die from cancer. That is like one of the worst things that I feel like you can possibly have is cancer, you know? And fighting that battle is really tough. So shout out to everybody that's out there that knows somebody or either is going through fighting cancer, taking chemo or taking radiation treatments. Shout out to them. Very sad situation, okay? But who the fuck cares? All right, moving on. Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian are slithering their way into the blogs because of Tristan's 25-game suspension because he violated his drug rehab program. I never knew Tristan Thompson was on drugs. Now, they always going in talking about he a high booty raccoon. Canadian that just ruined Khloe's life and his other baby mamas. It's just not happening with this Jameson tonight. I can't even scarf it down. It's just not happening. I needed to make it into a cocktail because then I could drink it a little faster. This shit is just strong. I put some lemon in it and it's still just strong. Okay. So, they're trying to say Khloe is taking Tristan back. That she's caring for his special needs brother. That the mother was taken care of, but the mother had recently passed away about a year ago. As well. Excuse me, I hope you guys didn't have to hear that. Belch. So, this story is still unfolding, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that, yes, Khloe and Tristan are probably going to be a thing again. Okay? She's trying to regroom him, rebrand him, make him better. I don't know if Kris Jenner can save this one. I really don't. I really don't think so. All right, guys, now I'm getting into it. We are 24 minutes in. I thank you guys for still listening, if you're still here. But let's talk about this podcast, Wars. This segment of my show is brought to you by nobody, okay? It's just flat out podcast wars, the shit that's going on in the podcasting industry, okay? So we have Shannon Sharp. He interviewed Usher, which was in great timing because Usher's doing a Super Bowl performance. And then Cat Williams kicked off the new year with his antics. Some people say this is true. Some people saying it's not true. I don't really know. All I can say that it was a hell of a fucking interview. And we did talk about that, guys. We talked about Cat Williams. In my last episode, Rumors, Lies, and Gossip. So, Monique, okay, is the newest interview that is upcoming for Shannon Sharp, okay? This is going to be a hell of a fucking, like, she's going to light Steve Harvey ass up. She going to get into Oprah's ass. I don't think she's, like, letting up. All Monique needs is her husband to be there to root her on. And after that, it's a wrap. After that, it is a wrap, okay? So, look out for that interview that should be coming up in the next couple of days. Now, what I am confused about was just hilarious. Was supposed to be the, well, she celebrated, announced that she's the new host of The Breakfast Club. Then The Breakfast Club, like, that's why I feel like some of this shit is set up. Like, these people really don't be beefing. These people really don't be having problems with each other. But they love to make it like they do for clout. Not saying Jess Hilarious did any of this for clout, but how do you go from saying you're the host, then you get dogged? I mean, then you dog The Breakfast Club about their opinions on certain topics, on a specific topic. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but it was like a specific topic that she got like really, really panties in a bunch about. And she wasn't on the show about it. She just kind of tweeted. I tweeted Instagram because that's her thing. She does her Instagram post. And she said a couple things that seems like she was taking shots at Charlamagne and DJ Envy. Oh, and I have to talk about DJ Envy ass too because I think he really better go to jail. Really. I really think he's going to jail. Okay. Or either he's going to have to hold himself up in court. Of course, man proven innocent until guilty. But yeah, I think that's going to happen. But Jess Hilarious was on The Breakfast Club. I believe it was Monday morning. Or aired Tuesday. That she's back on The Breakfast Club and she's giving her opinions on things. And I'm like, I forgot what the fuck she was talking about because I couldn't even get into what she was talking about because I'm like, aren't you supposed to not be on this show? Like, what's going on for real? So I'm just confused about that. I'm behooved, but congratulations if she is going to be the host. That is a very large salary. They're paying up to close to $250,000 for that salary, but you do have to live in New York, so you probably going to be spending that $250,000 on transportation and housing. So anyways, Joe Budden Podcast. What's up, JBP? JBP. JBP. That is one of my favorite podcasts, is the Joe Budden Podcast. And that's something that I listen to on the regular, like, weekly basis. When I went out of town, I kind of fell off of listening to certain podcasts because I was out in the Bahamas. And, you know, the reception out there is crazy. I had Wi-Fi, but it really wasn't loading YouTube. So I really couldn't get into my bag of what I wanted to listen to. And with the Joe Budden Podcast, sometimes I listen to, this is how much of a fan I am of the podcast, that I listen to the audio of the podcast before it comes out on YouTube. And then I go to YouTube and I watch the actual podcast that, because a lot of things are missing from the Joe Budden Podcast. When you watch it on YouTube, you know, you're missing the music, you're missing the sleepers, which are songs that are chosen by the host to play. And yeah, I just think that it was a little, you know, a little much. But anyways, to bring up the JBP, they had a couple viral moments on their show with conversations. One was Joe and Ish were going back and forth. It seemed like it got really heated. Joe was flipping out and screaming and throwing a headset, throwing headphones around. Ish washed him to me. Ish washes Joe a lot of times on the show. And when I mean wash, you know, he wins the battles. He wins the actual battles. So, Joe Budden, the clip went viral of him and Ish arguing about, do you go back behind your man and sleep with one of the ladies that your man had already slept with, the person that your friend had already slept with. Do you double back and, you know, you hit that club up, not shoot it up, but you hit it up. And what they were getting at was basically Joe was kissing a girl very late at night. And I feel like Joe was dancing a lot on this subject and just moving strange. But I'm sorry, I had to stretch. Ooh, okay. But, yeah, so Joe and him go back and forth because Joe apparently kissed a woman. This happened years and years ago because Joe and Ish have been friends for decades, okay? And basically, they brought the subject up because Joe kissed a woman at 2, 3 in the morning after she had been with Ish prior to, not that night, but just in general, she was with Ish, meaning for a sexual encounter she had with Ish. And Ish was letting Joe have it. Hey, you sat there and said you would never fuck one of, you know, your friends, girls that they fucked, I mean, females that they had intercourse with or that they had sex with. And, you know, I thought the conversation was really stupid anyways, because with Joe Button, once he like really believes something, there's no getting out of that. There's no getting out of that. Joe Button really believes the shit that he really believes that's coming out of his mouth. He really believes his not train of thought, but kind of like his intuition, and he really believes into that. So him and Ish went back and forth about that. Gotta check it out. Went viral. Neighborhood Talk had it posted on theirs. I don't know if the Shade Room got it, because I don't really affiliate with the Shade Room anymore. Not that it's anything slight towards the Shade Room. It's just that they're kind of angled at a different dynamic than other blogs like Hollywood Unlocked and Neighborhood Talk and Gossip Twins, Morning Box Juice, Minority Report, Baller Alert. They just don't come like them to me, even though they're a big platform. Because they're the ones that kind of started this shit. But moving back on to the Joe Budden podcast, Flip and Joe had kind of like a heated little issue. Not on the podcast. I believe this was outside of the podcast. That they were talking on Clubhouse or Instagram Live, where basically Flip talks about the contract details. Now, I feel like, again, here it is, another situation where Joe's putting his foot in his mouth, because Joe Budden said on camera, he stated that Flip does not have to come to every episode. So now Flip is skipping episodes, especially with the Patreon. And I think just Joe Budden wants him one day a week with the Patreon episodes. I feel like sometimes they don't need Flip there all the time. Just like they don't need Imani there all the time. Imani is another one I think that is going to be coming up as a co-host on the Joe Budden podcast, not just a guest host. So it's very interesting to get into. But Flip, this is his second year with the JBP. He does his own thing a lot. So I'm not for sure if really, you know, he's going to stick around. I am yarning beyond belief. Okay, I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying to hold it together. But guys, we have been rocking for 34 minutes. And I really appreciate you guys for rocking with me. All of you guys that have been with me from day one. If you're a new listener, what's up? Okay, what's good? You know. Let's get back into podcast wars. Now, we do need to talk about WAC 100 and DJ Academics, okay? They have been sending shots towards each other. You know how WAC gets down. He goes straight to Clubhouse. Now, what triggered this Because I think they had a little heated exchange before, but what really triggered this was that DJ Academics, there's supposed to be a video of a guy having the Meg the Stallion shooting from Tory Lanez video. And I don't know, we think this person is capped because there has not been a clip of this video out. But you know how cloud chasers are. They gotta ride the 15 minutes of fame wave or 15 seconds microwavable type shit of fame. And DJ Academics believe this video exists and that there is showing proof that Tory did not shoot Meg or some shit like that or vice versa. I just know that Wack 100 caught wind of what he was saying. And they had a back and forth exchange. Just through Twitter. You know how they are. They not going to really call each other. And if they do, it's all going to be recorded so they can put it online. Yes. Update on Natasha and Kay. Oh, goodness. Keep yawning. I mean, I need to get the fuck off this mic. Tasha K and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is not playing games with Tasha K. Okay? He is not playing games. He's coming after her for $250,000. If she know better, she would just shut the fuck up and stop with the Kevin Hart shit and watch who she does interviews with, because she's paying these people, some of these people she's paying to do these interviews. And with that being said, with her paying these people to do interviews, it looks like you're paying for people to snitch and defame other people's character. So that story is still developing, y'all. It's just a lot with the Tasha K and the Kevin Hart. I will probably have to do a whole full video to break down, because I would like to play the clips of the interview so you guys can just hear the shit that's coming out this woman's mouth. All she basically said, though, for real, was, which I don't know why. Well, I know why. Kevin Hart did not want the video to air with his ex-assistant that was interviewed by Tasha K. And Tasha K put out the interview anyway, and he asked her not to. She told him, you give me $250,000, and I will not put this interview out. Well, then that's what sparked the defamation of character type of bribery type of extortion. Basically, she's extorting him. And, Now, what's beef, y'all? What's beef? Rap beef. Okay, of course. And I am not talking about the USDA beef or Angus certified beef. But this shit is Step certified. Lotto versus Ice Spice. All right. So, Lotto goes to Brooklyn or Bronx. I think it's Bronx. Don't shoot me, guys. Don't hurt me. Don't hold that against me. Them boroughs get a little confusing over there. In New York. But, Yeah. Lotto versus Ice Spice. Really big issue. Like I said, Lotto pulled up to her neighborhood and said what's good. Like she wanted to fight. I don't know why Lotto be popping off so much. Like she really just really so tough. You're a pretty girl. Just sit your ass back and relax. Now I understand you think you that bitch from the South that's gonna run this shit, but bitch, you in New York. Flat out, you in New York, babe. So I need you to calm it down. Like that's not your territory. She didn't even show up to the Grammys. Ice Spice was there with her signature hairstyle. She met Beyonce. You know, Taylor Swift she took pictures with, which I don't understand was the craze over white milk. So yeah, they've been throwing shots at each other. Lotto had recently showed a clip of a video that she's doing. Sounds like a diss track, because Lotto did confirm that Fart hate to say that word. God. She said, you ain't the shit. You ain't even a fart. I be going hard. Where the bar is at, I don't know. But she got something coming for Lotto's ass. Lotto got some shit coming for her ass where she got every hip-hop female eyes blocked out. Pictures in the background look like a kind of mugshot kind of thing, but it's not. It's just pictures of female rappers that I think she's coming after everybody. But then again, Lotto needs to calm it down because she ain't going to have no friends in the industry. Not saying she want them, but she's not going to have no friends at all. It's not going to be nobody to do a feature with. Even though these people are just done, they don't even care. They, if you got the $250,000, then child, bye. That Nicki Minaj did that Bigfoot. Oh my God, we're going to get into that in one moment. But Boosie and Kodak Black are going back and forth. They're starting to get the families involved where they're saying you need to be at home with your family. Why would you put your life on the line to do certain things? And that's all that was being said with Boosie. And Kodak Black just started getting in on them. He put out a diss track. Again, a diss track. These people are trying to sell and monopolize off these beefs. Why not, though? Why not? Okay, so JT and Young Miami, are they beefing? Now, that's really interesting because JT had put out a new song called Sideways. And, you know how the city girls talk. Oh, you bitches this, you bitches that. You bitches ain't pretty. You ain't got the titties sitting up. You ain't got the lips like mine. You ain't got the BBL like mine. Which I can't quite understand. How the fuck would you go under the knife surgery? So then Young Miami comes back with her own song. She plays a snippet of. And it seems like it's a back and forth between the two. I could be reading the room wrong, but hey, that's what I believe. And if you can believe it, we can believe it, okay? So let's get into the Nicki and Meg Thee Stallion, as this is my last story of the day. Again, we've been rocking for about 43 minutes and I really appreciate you guys for rocking with me. But guys, Meg and Nicki are really going back and forth. Like, okay, so it all started, I believe, I don't know where the kid and the family was brought up at on the Meg Thee Stallion side, but Meg Thee Stallion put out a new song, a new video called Hiss, and she's also working on another track called Toxic. And Hiss hit number one on the Billboard charts 100. They're trying to say Nicki helped push this because of the ongoing beef. Nicki talked about her dead mother. It was just a lot going on with that beef. Like, it's not a... It just happened like about a week ago. 2 weeks ago. No, it was about three weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Because Nicki Minaj put out Bigfoot. But it was on vacation when she put out Bigfoot and I couldn't really listen to it. But I don't believe that's the diss track that you really want to put out going against a Meg Thee Stallion. That's what I'm going to say and that's how I'm going to keep it, okay? Tokyo Tony says that Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion were on the phone with each other and actually planned this publicity stunt of a beef. I don't see Nicki doing that, though. Like, I don't see Nicki really, you know, doing that. Like, I don't see her being fake like that. Could be wrong. It's all about speculations. But what song was it for you? Was it his that was for you, or was it Bigfoot? I like both of them. But I think that Meg Thee Stallion really felt like she had to put out a some type of response to Nicki when she said, "Stay in your Tory Lanez, bitch. I'm not Iggy." And I don't know if she meant just like stay in your lane to hoe, or are you talking to Meg Thee Stallion like, bitch, you stay in your lane. But she tried to call her like she only had one flow. I mean, it was just, Nicki went on a hiatus. Meg Thee Stallion didn't say much, but what she did was celebrate her number one, her song going number one, and her previewing the song Toxic on her Instagram, and she's drinking Hennessy out of a straw. Now that's the gag right there. That's the gag. That she, you know, I don't know. I just, this shit is funny and funny and funnier. I hope that Meg is able to clap back at Nicki, and Nicki could clap back at Meg, and then Meg could clap back at Nicki, and then we just get all this motherfucking clapbacks, and we get a hell of a show. Because at this point, that's all we care about, right? It's just us being entertained. Well, oh my God, this was the Fall Off album. My next podcast, I will be getting into playing more clips and talking about how Matthew Knowles had came out and spoke up against Columbia Records and blaming them for Beyonce not getting Album of the Year. And I don't even know where that fucking story is somewhere, but I will make sure I keep you up, entertained, and up and at it. But this is Keeping You in the Loop episode. Woo! I don't remember what episode this is. That's how long I've been doing this shit. And I haven't been not, like, actually doing this shit, though. So, shout out to everybody that's listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. It is hump day. We about to get over this week, and the weekend about to fall. And then when we come into that weekend, you know it's about to get gritty. It's about to get nasty, because I might come on a Friday level type of Saturday vibe type of thing. And I'm gonna keep you posted, guys, with more and more stories. I thank you for listening. This is In the Loop. I am your girl Ashers, and I'm signing off.